Let's go to tech stuff. Now, the Google Pixel 6 phone
is coming. Really love the Google Pixel phones. It's made by Google, so as Apple make their own products, Google make products as well. You're going to get 5 years of Android updates as against 3 from Samsung. It's pure Google. So if you live in the Google world, this really is the phone for you. The normal Pixel 6 will have 128 gig storage as a starting point. Remember, it's all about the camera. 6.4-inch display, 50-megapixel camera, 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera. There'll also have Pixel Pro, which is a 6.7-inch screen as well, so a really large screen. 50-megapixel camera, 12-megapixel ultra-wide camera, and a 48-megapixel telephoto camera. Both devices will have in-display fingerprint and facial recognition. And why do we need fingerprints now, Darren?
Because of identity theft.
No, we all wear masks.
Oh! Okay.
Facial recognition's failing a bit at the moment with a lot of things out there as well. Should be available sometime here in October. The Pixel 6 Pro, we don't know final pricing yet, should be around the $1,400 mark. So look out for those if you want an Android phone.
All right, October, just in time for Christmas. Right. Well, actually, I'm saying October. It already is bloody October. In fact, it's the middle of October. I was thinking just there that we were still in September, and I'm thinking, next month. We're halfway through October.
It's Christmas cakes are out already, and mince pies, and, you know, if you're eating mince pies now, you should be ashamed of yourself, really.
All right, you mentioned Apple there. Now, a chance to save some money buying Apple gear?
It's probably one of the best-kept secrets of all. If you want to buy Apple products, if you go to apple.com.au, go all the way down to the bottom of the page. They've got a refurbished link on there. If you click that link, you'll find products at big discounts on there. You can save hundreds of dollars sometimes on MacBooks. I was looking yesterday, there were some MacBooks up there and some Apple Watches, all at discounted prices. And remember, you get a full warranty with these products. These products are as new. They've been returned when somebody's misordered them.
Right.
Or there's excess stock in there that they're trying to clear out. So if you want to save some money, buy refurb. I've got many clients who buy this and have never had an issue at all.
Very good idea. So apple.com.au, scroll down to the bottom of the page.
And click, and you'll find a refurbished tab in there. It's probably one of the best-kept secrets around.
Nice work. All right, so we'll finish off today with some of the work you've been doing. You know, like a week in the life of a tech guy.
Exactly right. So we had a business, their Teams meeting kept dropping out all the time, but they had a really good internet connection on there. We're getting 50 meg in. The reason it was dropping out all the time, they hadn't restarted their computers in like 2 weeks at a time, and they also had all these other things running in the background. So as well as Teams is trying to run, we had Spotify accessing music on there as well. She'd pause Netflix on this computer as well. If you're going to do a Teams meeting or any sort of video conferencing call, restart your computer. That's what should be running. Mm-hmm. At a schoolgirl yesterday who did an assignment, because we're heading into the final weeks of school now, she came up, she did a Word assignment, working on it for 6 weeks. It came up as corrupted on her computer as well. So, you know, you've got kids, you know what that's like, don't you?
Oh, you know, my son's at university at the moment, and so, you know, with his computer, you've got to be sort of... He's got to be right up to date with it, because if he loses stuff that he's been working on, then, you know, well, yep. He's got to start all over again.
She took him to the school. The school were the IT department at school. We're talking one of Adelaide's leading colleges on there as well. Said, no, you're going to have to do the whole assignment again. Took him to the teachers. They said, no, had to do it all again. Her mum rang me in desperation. I saw them yesterday. Got it back within 15 minutes. For him as well.
Wow.
So,
good for you.
Mum was crying, schoolgirl was crying. The whole point of this is the school never teaches you how to back up.
Yeah, right.
All right? We've never been taught how to back up at all. When I left yesterday, they knew how to back up. So, you know, if you've got kids in school, teach them how to back up. And a poor woman who was trying to submit a tax return, I said, and she was nearly 80, Darren. Mm. Right, you know, as well, but she had trouble logging into MyGov and linking it to the tax office as well. So, you know, if you've got an elderly relative like that, you need to help them. And finally, I had somebody try to install a webcam on their computer, plugged it in, and said, well, where's the picture going to come from? So they started to download all these crappy drivers off the internet. All I had to do was turn the camera function on their Windows 10 laptop, and it came to life.
Ah, right, okay.
All I did was infect their computer, so we had to do that. Then I just showed them, plugged the webcam in, turned on the camera, all came to life on there as well. So it's just a few things that I dealt with this week.
Nice work. All right, so details on all of that and more on Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au, and we'll talk next Wednesday. Thanks a lot.
Look forward to it, Darren.